today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salaam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Please be with us.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhub hubban بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Today Wednesday is the 2nd of Shawwal 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Ordibehesht 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of May 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the first step, this is Holy Quran, verses 41 to 45 of chapter Ar-Rahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Yu'rafu al-mujrimuna bisimahum fayu'khadhu bin-nawasi wal-aqdam.
The criminals will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by the forelocks and the feet. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? This is hell, which the criminals deny. They will go around between it and scalding water, heated to the utmost degree. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who committed all kinds of sins and disobeyed divine command by all their beings, from their hair to their feet, shall be seized on the day of resurrection by their hair and feet to be cast into hellfire. On that day, questions shall not be asked, since sinners shall be recognized by their marks and faces. Some shall have smiling and brilliant faces, which reflects their faith and righteous good deeds, and some others shall have dark, ugly, and sullen faces, inflecting their faithlessness and evil deeds.
رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين.
The topic of today's special is keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. Ramadan is now over. Our eyes shed tears and our hearts ache for the departure of the month of the Quran, the month of mercy, the month of solidarity, the month of forgiveness, the month of freedom from the fire. However, we should continue doing good deeds after Ramadan, since the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of the whole year. Islam is the religion of purity and sincerity. This applies to all the seasons of the year, not only to the Ramadan.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Astain. In this episode, we are going to talk about what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the blessings of the month Ramadan. First of all, it must be indicated that the month Ramadan is a really blessed month in that, I mean, we've been invited to practice many religious instructions, and at the same time, for example, we've been instructed to avoid doing certain jobs that nullify our act of fasting in the month of Ramadan. And in order to preserve these religious effects and religious influences on us, we've been instructed in Islamic teachings what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the positive effects of the month of Ramadan. When we say the positive effects of the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is full of blessings for us, and all these blessings have positive effects on us. Yes, we cannot deny that throughout the month of Ramadan, for example, in daytime when time of fasting is too long, we may feel very much bored or very much tired or not that energetic. However, the religious energy we receive throughout the month of Ramadan is really superior and superb and much higher by far than other time of the year. According to the instructions of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, any person who is really in the state of fasting should avoid eating, drinking, and doing other jobs that may nullify fasting, and the same should be done, and the same consequences, the same observances should be done throughout the year. For example, not casting an unallowable look at other ladies, for example, or doing some other jobs that may be religiously forbidden.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
We are looking at the ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. Patience is truly a virtue. As human beings, we are often easy to anger even more. So if we are busy and something or someone unexpected disturbs our packed schedule, during Ramadan we practice patience by abstaining from food and drink and checking our conduct. There is no reason why we can't continue to do so during regular days. If a situation angers you, take 10 deep breaths before responding. This simple exercise calms you down and will help you see things from a different perspective. Need more than 10, take a step back. A solution may even present itself by excusing yourself for an hour or even a day to understand what happened and why it angered you. Consider letting it go. Sometimes losing argument or coming to a truce is better than destroying a relationship. The month of Allah, the month of Ramadan, we looked at some health benefits of fasting backed by science. It's nice to continue that, to remind us the benefits of Ramadan. May enhance heart health by improving blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Heart disease is considered the leading cause of death around the world. Switching up your diet and lifestyle is one of the most effective ways to reduce your risk of heart disease. Some research have found that incorporating fasting into your routine may be especially beneficial when it comes to heart health. One small study revealed that 8 weeks of alternate day fasting reduced levels of bad LDL, cholesterol, and blood triglycerides by 25% and 32% respectively.
You know, brothers and sisters, many of us, we don't follow this important spiritual principle. You know, for example, some of us, we backbite. Some of us, we don't observe the hijab. Some of us, we don't pay khums. We commit these sins and we've just accepted these sinful acts as habits. It's a habit. And what do we usually do? We try to compensate for those sins or for the abandonment of our wajibat by doing what? We try to do mustahabbat to make up for it. So for example, imagine there's someone who doesn't even make an effort to wake up for Salatul Fajr. So that means what? That means that they're committing a sin. And that same person, for example, will recite Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, they'll recite Dua Kumail, they'll go on ziyarah every year. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, that there is no recommended act that can make up for a wajib that we're missing. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, اجتنابُ السيئات أولى من اكتساب الحسنات. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says, avoiding sin has more priority than doing good deeds that are considered extra. So for example, who's better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone who prays Salatul Fajr Qadha every day and prays Salatul Layl and recites Dua Kumail and does all of the ziyarat? Or someone who just does the bare minimum wajib but avoids haram? The answer, according to the Ahlul Bayt, is what? If a person just does the wajibat, the bare minimum wajib, and they avoid the muharramat, and they do nothing else, they don't recite Dua Kumail, they don't go on ziyarah, they don't do any of those things. They just stick to the wajibat. In the eyes of God, that person is more beloved than the person who takes their obligations lightly and does all of these extra actions.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on the another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
يا رجاء.